5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ricks.
Yay.
Woo. So we're sorry that we missed last week.
August is insane.
It's a crazy month for us and school started and we'll talk more about that. But we also decided that Mondays is just not going to work out. We're going to go back to recording on Sundays because it's easier because Monday you have school and there's things going on through the weekday and you're just burnt out.
Plus it's Monday
and Sunday it's a little bit more relaxed and I think we're more prepared on a Sunday than we are on a Monday because today we're like, oh, Chris, you know, Crystal has a headache. She's not feeling well. So power to her for recording right now.
Thanks.
And you know, we're just like work day, school day, kind of burnt out day. And you're just like, meh. So we're going back to Sundays. So you'll hear these episodes next week on Monday. Once again, we tried it. Didn't work out. So boom.
Boom.
So
let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, stories of the week. So, we have a couple weeks worth since we didn't record last week, and we apologize for that. But, like we said, it's crazy, and Crystal will start us off why it was so crazy.
Birthdays. Oh, am I going? Like,
yeah, just go. Yeah, go for it.
Yes.
Because you were more heavily involved with the whole birthday thing than I was, because I was working and stuff.
Well, not only did we do an individual party for three of our kids whose birthdays were in the week.
All in the same week.
But we also had a fourth party for family.
Yes.
And a fifth big activity for our anniversary.
That's right.
So it was like,
boom, 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 boom.
Right. But birthday parties turned out really great.
Yes, they did, which was nice because last year when we had birthday parties, they were kind of a bust. They weren't a bust, but they, like, only about 10% of the people invited showed up.
10% is too big of a number.
Oh.
One person showed up for one of theirs.
Yes.
And the other people that showed up were a family I called and said, please come over, I need you.
Yeah, so, yeah. But this year was, in my opinion, a lot more successful.
It was pretty cool. What's the word? A hit? I guess a hit?
A hit?
That doesn't sound right.
It was a shabam!
Sure.
Wallaloop! It was off the hook.
What? He's saying that to make fun of me.
What? No, I'm not.
It is a real slogan.
Not anymore.
Doesn't matter. I can use it if I want to. Because I'm hip.
Cool parents.
Anyway, so for Lacey's party, here's the catch. I woke up the day before Lacey's party and I was like, what is that smell? Our house smelled funky.
Uh-huh.
And I searched everywhere because once, a long time ago, our house smelled awful and I found out it was a bag of potatoes.
Yes.
That got crunched back into the,
and it's funny because
the recesses of our cabinets.
Every single time she said this, she's like, our house smells awful. And I'm just like, I don't smell anything. Maybe my sense of smell is just off, or maybe because I'm a dude.
Oh, it was like rotten smell. And I thought at first maybe Jackson's poopy, but he wasn't. And I couldn't find any potatoes hiding anywhere. And I was so worried because the party. Then I wake up the day of the party. And I should say parties, because we did two parties in one day, because I thought, hey, the house will be clean.
Let's do it in one day.
Woo!
Because I'm crazy.
And so I wake up the day of the party, and our house smells worse, and I was like, oh, I can't handle this. Like, I'm going to open the door, and people are going to not want to come in my stinky house. Anyway.
But I still didn't smell
it. But the party turned out well. What happened is Lacey, she wanted a Pokemon party. Then she wanted a Monster High. No, she wanted a pool party.
Yeah.
Then she wanted a Monster High party. And then we went to a friend's birthday who did this awesome animal adoption party where the mom bought a Beanie Baby for every kid at the party and they did all this stuff for their Beanie Baby and they adopted him. And Lacey's like, I want to do that for my party. And I was like, that sounds really expensive.
Yeah.
So we cheated and had a best friends party.
Which was a great idea. Best friends party.
It was original.
It was.
That was nice. That was all me.
That was all you, babe. You should post it on Pinterest and then people will be like, that's such a great idea.
But we invited all the kids to bring their best friend stuffed animal and we made matching party hats. I just cut out party hats in white cardstock for like miniature ones for the animals and big ones for the kids. And they decorated matching hats and they decorated or they made matching best friend necklaces. And then they, was that all they did
that
with
was
their
it.
Animal?
Yeah, with their animals.
And then
yeah.
they, I had a little photo booth set up where they could take pictures with their best friend. And then we had an Easter egg hunt, but Lacey's stuffed animal was a penguin, so I said her penguin, Waddles, left eggs for everybody. So we did an egg hunt, and one of the moms mentioned the smell, so I'm not just crazy. Well, she agreed with me when I said my house was stinky.
Yeah.
So, boom.
Now, is that
you're
a good,
making me sound like I'm lying again.
Is that a good friend or a bad friend?
That's a good friend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good friend.
But some people don't say anything.
Right.
And they think they're being a good friend, but they're really not.
Well, I'm not going to walk into someone's house and be like,
they're just secretly judging behind your back, be like, leave. And they're like, dude, their house smelled.
I know. And as the day progressed. Oh, so anyway, and then they decorated their own cupcakes. And I think that was it. Right? Oh, and I had like a little snack bar that was animal themed.
Yes.
Like animal cookies and crackers and fishes and gummy bears.
Yep.
Anyway, so that was the best friends party.
Yay.
And it was fun. And
then that evening.
No, well, then after the party was over, I was like, well, shoot, I don't want to clean up. Now I'm tired. So I just let it sit there until like 5 o'clock. The next party starts at 5:30. I was like, ah, I have to clean. So then I got in psycho mode because I totally blew off the entire day. Still didn't find the smell. And it's progressively getting worse. I don't care what you say. It happened. This guy never believes me. And
because I don't smell it.
And then so the boys come over. You can do the boys' party. Because
so
you're technically in charge.
I did a lot for the boys' party. So, well, Crystal planned it. I just instigated it. Does that make sense? So the Grayson's party was a great turnout. He had exactly 7 boys come and then him, so which made 8, which was a perfect number for what activities we had planned. So the first activity was to throw the balloons, right? That was the first one. So Crystal had expertly drawn some Pokemon because it was a Pokemon themed party. And we put these Pokemon...
Only because our printer was out of ink. I'm not that cool.
We put them on our backyard fence, and then we had water balloons. And they were saying the water balloons were like Pokeballs. And the boys had to throw the Pokeballs and catch the Pokemon on the fence. So they were just throwing water balloons and had a good time. And that was pretty fun.
The worst part, which... I probably shouldn't admit that. But storm clouds started rolling in. And we could hear thunder, and part of me was like, our kids could get electrocuted, because we're out there playing. No,
really?
Everyone's like that, you know, oh, it's raining, we've got to go inside. And I was like, I don't care, I filled up these water balloons.
My first thought is never electrocution.
We're going to stand out in the lightning and throw water.
That's right. But there was none of that. It didn't even really rain.
Yeah, a little bit. There was thunder, but it was in the distance.
But after that, we went inside and we played Feed the Snorlax, which was essentially you picked a partner and from across the room, you tried to throw marshmallows into the other person's mouth. And that was lots of fun.
Right.
And I had to play because we had an odd man out. And so that was fun. And I won with my partner the first round. Yeah.
I knew you would because you're so competitive.
That's right, I am.
And then our son won the second round.
That's right, he did. So, yay, birthday boy. Then we did presents and cake.
Donuts.
Donut. It was a donut cake.
It was Poke Puff donuts.
That's right. That's right. Because they're like in the shape of a Pokeball. Because they're circled. But after that, then the main event came. I had set up our projector and our big screen and sound system in Grayson's room. And we set up the Wii U in there, and we have Smash Brothers, and we just happen to have 8 controllers as well. And you can play up to 8 people on the game. We had 8 boys exactly. It was perfect. We went in there, and for an hour until the party ended, like, that's what we did. And the boys just ate it up the whole time.
It was so loud.
So loud and crazy. And
what's awful,
lots of fun.
Funny, but... So all the boys went into the back room to play video games, and I was like, yeah, there's really no point for me to be back there. I can't play, and Barry's back there watching him. So I just sat on the couch, and I was like scrolling through Facebook, and I was like, shoot, I could just go in my room and watch TV. So I go in our bedroom, and I'm folding laundry, watching my shows, and all of a sudden, I go into the room, and one of our guests is gone. I'm like, where's this kid? And Barry's like, I told him to come find you because he said that he heard the doorbell ring. And I felt sick to my stomach that neither of the adults opened the door at nighttime. And so I text his mom and I was like, I am so sorry. I didn't hear the doorbell. It was in my room. And Barry didn't, like, there's a misunderstanding and I'm so sorry. And she said that actually our 2-year-old's the one that answered the door.
Jackson?
Jackson opened the door for her. And then escorted her child out.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, we're great parents.
We are watching your children.
I know. I was like, I'm so sorry.
So that happened. But
that's what I get for watching my shows.
That's right. I blame you.
I was so embarrassed. Like, I've never felt so mortified. I couldn't sleep that night. I was so... Like, well, at that point, she hadn't responded to my text, and I was like, she hates me. I'm the worst parent in the world. And I couldn't sleep. It was an awful night. Awful, awful night. Besides an awesome party.
So, yeah, so that happened.
Barry's rolling his eyes at me.
I'm not rolling. I didn't. There was no eye rolling.
You're judging me because I am worst case scenario girl.
So,
but that's pretty bad.
That was...
A 2-year-old answered the door, which...
He's our personal days, butler.
Little man child, go to get the door. But anyway, so the parties are good. And then I realized, shoot, I still have one more kid who has not had a party. Because originally, I was just going to throw him in with the pool party.
Yeah.
With the other kid. And I was like, ah! So we ended up going to Burger King for That's lunch. Right. And slash he, party.
And he had 2 of his friends there.
And, yeah, but they actually bought presents, which was awesome.
That was awesome.
He was really excited. We had cupcakes at Burger King, and that was that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we had a family party.
Then we had a family party.
Technically, no one in my family was invited to any of the parties.
That's right. So we had the grandparents over and the uncle, and we... No, the uncle wasn't there.
He was gone.
He was out of town. So grandparents were there, and we
ate more cake.
Ate more cake and ice cream, and we gave... Our presents to the kids at the family party. And then that's when we went and saw Pete's Dragon. We had mentioned that on a previous episode, I think. Didn't we?
I don't think so.
Did we not?
Because we didn't record last week. And we saw it.
I don't remember. If we did... No, because we, like, said everyone should see it. Listeners!
No. We said everyone should see Little Prince. I don't think we talked about Pete's Dragon.
Well, everyone should see Pete's Dragon because it's awesome.
It's really good. It was really kids. Cute. Most of our kids sat through the whole thing.
Yeah. So
except the grandparents bought a giant bag of popcorn for the kids to split, and so through the entire movie.
But they didn't give the kids a drink.
And neither did we.
Because we didn't want to buy popcorn and drinks. That's expensive for that many kids.
Through the whole movie. And so, I'm thirsty!
So I had to take like weed. 4.
And I took some.
Like we had to keep going out because like, I need a drink. And I'm like, ah!
And then the worst part of it is, besides my phone going off during the movie and I couldn't find what pocket was in. No one ever calls me except for this guy. And so I was totally unexpected. So my phone's blasting this like pop song. And
no, not pop song. A K-pop song.
A K-pop song. And I'm like digging through my bag and I'm starting to get so stressed. I get really stressed
she
out.
She gets so stressed out that she flings the bag at me and says, find my phone.
Because I was holding a kid and I couldn't find it. And then
I'm like, Crystal not turning off her phone when in the movie theater. And I turned the phone up.
I don't get phone calls. It was a big surprise. And then our kids all just got light up tennis shoes from grandma. So every time we're going out to get a drink, it's like blink, 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 blink.
It's like the most distracting thing ever.
And for some reason, we didn't sit by the door. We sat all the way
on the opposite side.
Opposite of the door.
But next time we're like, no blinking shoes in the movie theater. You're going to wear flip flops.
I know. Well, the first time we took Jay out with her blinking shoes, I was like, pick her up. And I'm like scream whispering in the theater. I'm like, we are the worst movie patrons in the world.
No, we're not. We're great movie patrons.
At least it was all intentional.
Well, and the theater was full of kids.
It wasn't even full, so I don't feel that bad. Yeah. There was like three other families.
But they all had kids, and I'm sure they understand. So that was birthday shindigs.
But we do recommend the movie.
Yes, it's a good family movie. However, we did go on our anniversary date.
Wait.
Oh.
I have to share one more thing.
Oh.
So the day after the parties, I opened up the fridge.
Oh, and found the smell.
And I found the smell.
The strawberries.
Kept thinking it was strawberries.
Oh, it's the chicken.
I found a single chicken breast in a plastic bag that I had thawed with some other chicken a couple weeks ago, but I didn't need that last piece. So I was like, oh, cook it for lunch tomorrow. And it got shoved to the back of the fridge and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So it was the chicken.
The chicken. But anyway, so we had our anniversary as well.
Woo.
So Crystal planned this big, amazing, awesome date and we went on it.
Now, I think we had mentioned that we were going to go on a big trip.
But
it fell through.
It fell through.
So that's why I planned this in-town.
The in-town date. And it was great. We had a great time. We started off by seeing a movie. We saw... Oh, which Crystal's gesturing to her shirt. Crystal had made some awesome shirts for us for our anniversary that said, who needs Pokemon Go when I've already caught this hottie with an arrow pointing to the person next to you.
And we both had one.
We were matching.
It was
and
adorable.
We went all day in public with our matching cute, adorable shirts.
Thanks.
It was awesome. But we saw the movie Kubo and the Two Strings.
Don't see it with your children.
Too scary for kids.
Young children.
Young children. Like a 10 and up.
I don't know. Some people's kids could handle it.
Okay.
Ours would flip out and cry.
Ours would flip out. But it's pretty... It's PG, but the content is kind of creepy. So just to let you... I mean, if it's the same people that did like...
Coraline. Which is freaky.
Which can be creepy if you remember that. But we watched this movie and it was amazing.
It was so good.
So good.
I cried.
I say that it's my number one movie pick of this year of movies that came out.
Yeah.
And I'm a big geek and we watched Captain America Civil War. And I still pick this one over it.
It was so good.
So good. Storyline.
But good.
Voice acting. Like, you felt emotionally attached to all the characters and everything. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
So definitely the adults should go see it.
Yeah. And older kids.
And older kids.
Or if your kids can stomach violence, go ahead.
Or not just violence, but like creepy things.
It is creepy.
Creepy stuff. Anyway, so...
You're still talking about our anniversary.
I mean, we don't need to go...
You don't want to share our anniversary that I planned. No, but I do have to say, the one thing that killed me was we're wearing these Pokemon Go shirts. And the lady at the museum was like, you guys, what did she say? It was like, you guys don't really play that game, do you? Like,
oh,
she's being so snarky.
It wasn't a worker at the museum.
No, it was a lady.
It was just some lady. She thought we were just wearing the shirts
your shirts
to be funny because we don't play Pokemon Go because we cut this out. And we're like, no, we play Pokemon Go.
I know. And we're laughing with her. And then I finally realized she's like making fun of it. And I was like, oh no, we do play.
We do play.
Both of us play. We love it.
Yeah. So bam, what?
And it was just funny that I was like, why would you think we don't play when we're wearing the shirt?
If we didn't support the game, why would we wear a shirt that says it?
I guess it says, who needs Pokemon Go?
I know, but even a person that doesn't play the game...
We need Pokemon Go!
...wouldn't wear it.
I just thought that was funny.
It was weird.
Like, some people just don't know how to...
You don't get it.
But then again, we let our two-year-old open the door to strangers, so...
He's our manservant. Don't you understand this?
I can't judge people for their smarts there.
So, that's it, right? For...
Oh, and... No, we have more.
School started.
It did.
So getting back into the routine of school hours, school nights, and taking kids to school in the morning, all that jazz.
Well, I had this dream of, on the first day of school, like, I'm going to make pancakes, and they're going to have sprinkles, and we're going to have this sweet little breakfast together. And
well, that didn't happen.
Then the alarm went off, and I was like, nope, snooze.
Cereal it is.
Yeah. And magically, we only have 3 spoons all of a sudden. So we had to, like, wait for one person to finish their cereal.
Or, like, people had to eat with, like, a tablespoon.
Yeah. I think our 2-year-old keeps throwing our spoons away. And so...
And it gets buried, so we don't see them.
Usually we use plasticware, but we were all out. And so, breakfast has been interesting this week. Actually, every morning we get a knock on our door saying, can I make oatmeal? Because I have to eat it with a fork. So that's what we've done all week is fork oatmeal.
Fork oatmeal.
And not fancy congratulatory breakfast.
But yeah, so, I mean, this is the first week of school.
Woo!
I mean, getting into it, there's going to be some parent-teacher stuff next week. This week.
Yeah.
It starts tomorrow.
It starts.
It starts. So, technically, this is the second week of school right now. Because, I mean, they had a half week last week. Started on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
And so,
this is the first
full week.
I love them being in school. Because I feel like I'm already back in a routine. It's been nice. Oh, do you hear the sweet sounds of our children sleeping outside our door?
They probably don't, but you brought it up now. Now it's awkward.
They're all giggling and laughing out there. You were given a free day off of work.
Yes.
Because you had to work.
I worked on a Saturday, which I usually don't work, so my boss gave me a free day off. So
he got the day after school started off.
Yes.
And so we couldn't get a babysitter for our kids, so we're like, let's just go out with him. So we went for like... a 2.5-mile walk together in the morning.
Yep.
And then we went to this little coffee store and got little...
hot chocolate.
Yeah. And we brought some board games and just sat at the table and played with our 2 youngest kids, board games. And these 2 elderly ladies came over.
They were just drinking us in.
I know. And I was like, we're back to being a cute family.
We're cute again.
It's not that summer, like, people watch you and like, oh, I'm glad I don't have that many kids. They look stressed. But we're back to being cute, and that made me happy.
Nice.
Not that I don't love having 4 kids.
Uh-huh.
I don't like going out with 4 kids.
There you go.
Like today, I went to the store. I went to 3 stores today. That didn't happen once this summer. It was like, if we have to go to Walmart, get in, get out, get out, go, go, go. But I just sauntered around, and our kids found a whoopee cushion, and they kept sitting on the floor and were making tooty noises all over and giggling, and Jackson was chasing Lacey with a lightsaber that would just go like constantly. It was so noisy, but I still was like, why am I smiling? Like, this still is easier to handle than all 4 kids at the store.
Because you have 1 child per arm rather than, you know, you're outnumbered.
I know. They were still just as rambunctious, but I was like, oh, isn't this nice?
Nice.
I know. I'm a horrible person.
So, no, you're not.
I love school.
School start.
I love summer.
Yeah.
But it's a long summer.
It's good. It's good that it ends, though.
Yeah.
But we don't have a topic today because, you know, Crystal's not feeling well, although she seems pretty perky right now, so that's pretty awesome. But speaking of the board games that we played at the coffee shop, we wanted to just kind of give you the name of the games and recommend them.
Because we just bought them.
Because we just bought them. They were actually Lacey's birthday presents. We bought Fish and Chips, which is essentially...
Wait. I thought you were going to say, so we bought Lacey these presents.
Oh.
And we knew she wanted a stuffed animal.
Oh, right.
But she got some stuffed animals for her birthday already.
Yeah, she already got like 3.
And so we're like, let's not get a stuffed animal.
And we're like, let's get her board games, like little kid board games, because she's going to be at home with mommy, and so she can play with mommy.
Right.
During the day.
So she opens up the first game and is all happy and yay.
But then her siblings had gotten...
Stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals.
So then she opens the second gift, and it's another board game, and she was ticked.
She was not happy.
Yeah, because we didn't even tell her.
So
what
she
we're
was.
Getting. I mean,
she
of
was
she didn't tell
pouty
her.
And angry faced.
All of our photos are her just glaring at everybody.
But 15 minutes later, she was happy.
No, after we played them the next day, she was happy.
She was happy a little later.
But anyway.
But
so
the games are Fish and Chips, which is a take on basically Go Fish.
Yeah.
Where you have a fish bowl, essentially, and you have different colors fish in there, and you have little discs that are your chips, and you flip them over, and they direct you to either draw out of the bowl or switch a fish with someone or do nothing. And the object is to get all four colors of the fish. Now, there is the stinky fish. It's green, and if you draw the stinky fish, you have to put one of your fish back in the bowl. So it's really fun little game. It goes really quick, and you know we could play it with our 3 and 5 year old, and they had a blast.
Our 3 year old loves it.
Yeah.
Even this morning, we played another game, and he's like, "Fish game,
fish game."
And he went out to because it was still in our car from the coffee trip.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he went out to the cart and got it without even asking because he was like, "I want to play fish."
I wanna play. So we would recommend for your younger children.
No, our 7 year old loves almost 7. She loves it, too.
Yeah, she had fun. She has fun playing it,
I would say, like, 3 to 8 is fun.
3 to 8,
although
yeah.
We haven't even tried it with our 9-year-old.
I'm sure he would enjoy it, but... So, 3+. How about that?
But it's not annoying, like, Chutes and Ladders or Candyland that goes on and on and on.
Because it ends quickly.
It's fast, and it's fun, and it's colorful.
Yeah.
And the fish are little plastic toys.
And, you know, it teaches kids how to follow instructions, like, you know... Do what it says on the disc. So, Fish and Chips, you can get at Walmart.
Right. We give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up. It is a clown card approved.
The other game is called the Sneaky Snacky Squirrel game.
I explain Fish and Chips, you explain.
Oh, have you even played that one yet?
I haven't yet.
Oh, well, no wonder you can't explain it.
I can explain it. I know what it is.
Sneaky Snacky Squirrel is basically Hi-Ho Cheerio, but not as annoying. I hate Hi-Ho Cheerio.
Well, explain what it is. Some people may not know what Hi-Ho Cheerio is.
Sneaky Snacky Squirrel. I just like saying that. Is you get a little tree stump with 5 colors holes. Like red, purple, green, and yellow.
Yeah, a place to put an acorn nut.
Right. And then there's a tree full of acorns, and you flip the spinner.
Spin the spinner.
And you land on, like, a color of an acorn or... certain amount of acorns, or you lose all your acorns, or you lose your turn.
Yeah.
So, but what's fun is you get these little tongs that are a squirrel.
Yeah.
And so the squirrel is actually the thing grabbing the acorn, and you just try, if you get all the colors, then you win.
Then you win.
But it's also a fast game.
Yes.
Except today we all hit the wind, which blows all the acorns back on the tree.
So, Sneaky Snacky Squirrel.
But... that's another one that our 3-year-old and 5-year-old both love, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's hard to find something to play with a 3-year-old.
The 6-year-old likes it, too.
Yeah. And mommy does, too.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
So it's fun. It's something that you can enjoy, and it's something different rather than busting out Candyland or Chutes and Ladders once again.
Yeah.
Try some new games. So we recommend Fish and Chips and Sneaky Snacky Squirrel.
Now, Sneaky Snacky Squirrel is... $20.
It is $20.
That's a lot for
Fish and Chips was $10.
So keep that in mind.
But it is Clown Car recommended.
Right.
Boom.
Boom.
So that's it. That's it for the Clown Car. Thank you for listening. Parenting is hard, but we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. So find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you're subscribed.
Subscribe. Rate. And review.
Our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.